Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station?
Does anyone in my household do what?
And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian,
black.
Native American? Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
And is that a definitely, probably,
yeah,
or 50-50?
Definitely.
Which one? Okay, thank you.
Definitely.
Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
57.
Thank you very much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
5.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Probably, I don't know, staying about the same, I guess.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two. Is it the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the quality of the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or Donald Trump getting elected president again?
Rising costs and violence.
And violence. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to read your rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please let me know. The first one we have is J.D. Vance.
I've never heard of that person.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
I mean, I don't know. No opinion at all. I mean, I don't have an opinion about him personally.
Based on what you've heard, what you've seen, how do you feel about him based on the scale of 0 to 100?
I can't say that I feel any way about him because I don't know him personally, but, I mean, I don't like the way the country is going. So I don't have an opinion about him at all.
Okay, that's fine. Then we have Kamala Harris.
I just don't support what they support.
So on a scale from 0 to 100, how do you personally feel about Kamala Harris?
I don't have an opinion. I don't personally feel any way about her personally.
Thank you. The next one, are the Democrats in Congress?
50.
And we have Republicans in Congress?
50.
Project 2025?
Say again.
Project 2025.
I've never heard of that.
That's fine. Then we have Cornel West.
I've never heard of him.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Never heard of him.
And Donald Trump.
50.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please let me know.
Probably Donald Trump.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what Vice President Harris and what she's doing?
I've just seen TV commercials.
And would you say that is...
I don't know whether they're true or not.
Yes. And what you seen, read, or heard, would you consider it a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot, some, or only a little what? How much I've seen?
Yes.
A little.
A little. Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
Less.
And is that somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what have you seen, read, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Vice President Harris? If you can, in a few words.
I do not agree with, I don't have the same convictions that she does. I don't agree with the things that she supports. How much longer is this?
We are halfway there.
I'm sorry, I can't finish. I've got something else to do. Sorry so much.
Or is there anybody else at home? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.